Well, our readings this morning talk about shepherds and sheep, good shepherds, bad shepherds, and we can see something, a thread running through these readings that we could summarize by saying the Old Testament tells the story of promises made to God's people. The New Testament tells the story of those promises being fulfilled, of promises kept. The prophet Jeremiah is at a difficult time in our reading that we have this morning. The leaders of Israel are all in disarray, both politically and religiously. These are the bad shepherds of Israel of whom Jeremiah speaks, which includes the king, his advisors, the priests, false prophets. And the fate of Israel is already sealed as the Babylonian armies are marching on Jerusalem. And God proposes something fantastic to the prophet Jeremiah, something unthinkable. Instead of sending someone else to take the role of shepherd, God says, I myself will gather the remnant of the flock. He will be the shepherd. God will be the shepherd. And that promise is made. And then that promise is kept. In the gospel today, as we see Jesus, who is God himself, caring for the people of Israel as a true shepherd. St. Mark tells us that Jesus first cared for the tired apostles who came back from their mission to preach and drive out demons. But as Jesus takes the apostles away to rest, the shepherdless crowds cannot help but follow. They follow after Jesus. And then Jesus cares for them in a very real personal way. He pities them and sees that they are like sheep without a shepherd, and so he begins to teach them. And that's the promise kept. Well, you know, those promises continue even to our day of 2024 that we are in. Jesus is our shepherd. We don't have to physically walk behind him, but we can walk today by means of the sacraments of the church, the sacraments that Jesus left us. In Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd Psalm reveals this. If we take apart the psalm, the psalm is also speaking to us about the sacraments of initiation. And what does that mean? What are the sacraments of initiation? Does anybody know? It's a rhetorical question, but baptism, confirmation, and Holy Eucharist. Baptism, confirmation, Holy Eucharist. I remember when I was in the seminary, the course was taught by this very large Dominican priest. He was a very good teacher, Father Justin. And he said, our course on initiation is going to be like a sandwich. Two thick pieces of bread will be baptism and Holy Eucharist, and a very thin slice of prosciutto in between will be confirmation. Because the church doesn't really teach us much about confirmation other than it's a completion of baptism and a further bestowal of the Holy Spirit. But we teach an awful lot about baptism and Holy Eucharist. And so those are the sacraments of initiation. Jesus is the shepherd, and the restful waters are baptism, the restful waters of baptism. The table before me in the psalm is the Eucharistic table, and the overflowing cup contains the precious blood of our Savior. And anointing my head with oil refers to confirmation. The verdant pastures are the scriptures that nourish us in our hearts, and the right paths are the teachings of Christ and his church. So for a Christian, only goodness and kindness from the Lord will accompany us all the days of our life, and all these days are part of our journey from this world towards the Father's house, which is in heaven. And to stay close to the sacraments, then, is to do what? Is to stay close to the Good Shepherd, to be a sheep of his flock. And there is one virtue among all the things that people say about sheep, and that is this, that the sheep stick together. They follow in a pack. They stick together and follow their shepherd. And the faithfulness of the faithfulness to the flock and to following their shepherd gets them out of many troubles, doesn't it, by staying together. And the body of Christ is like a flock of sheep then. When we sin, we're leaving the shepherd behind to find our own pastures. We're defenseless, alone, and unprotected, and it usually doesn't end up well for us. Yet despite our actions, our shepherd is always on the lookout for us. By means of the sacraments, he returns us home to the sheepfold. And so the lesson is this: stick close to the sacraments and the shepherd.